Hi, everybody. This is Pam at the Paper Outpost, and I had a lot of people ask me how to make this fabric collaged cover. So I am going to show you how I believe I made this. I made this video a while a video. I made this journal a while back. So I'm kind of looking at my construction model of it, and I'm going to give it a go with you guys. But I think I've actually thought of one way to improve this concept to make it a little bit easier for you to make, and it has to do with how to work on sealing the edges. Okay, so let's take a quick peek at the prototype and we will jump in and have some fun. I don't know if you can hear that little scratching noise, but that is dear Sunshine, my Maltese pup, in the corner scratching away for some unknown reason. That's right. Okay, here we go. And I don't have my regular recorded mic, so I'm using my phone mic if it sounds a little bit weird, but I'm waiting on new stuff, so we'll see how it goes. Actually waiting on it. I had to get a new phone, so we'll see how that goes. Cross fingers. Okay, so a new thing I thought it would bring into the realm is making a cover out of a dust jacket from a book. So I thought this might be fun to use. The nice thing, the advantage of using a dust jacket is that it already has the spine measurement built in and your width, and you can leave these flaps on or not, totally up to you. This one has plastic on the inside. I wonder if that's going to give me a problem sewing. Let me work on. I have a backup one here. Here we are with a nice dust jacket from a beautiful book, and it's just paper on the inside, so we'll go with that one. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut it down to the size that I want to use for the book. So I'm a big fan of 9x6. So I'm just going to maybe back this up a bit so you can see what I'm doing. Going to refold the spine a little bit more in here so it's well delineated, and then I'm going to do a quick trim. Hello, Sunshine. I feel, oh, you want me to throw the ball? Okay, here you go, hon. Here you go. Go get the ball. Go get it. Go, 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 go. Oh, no. Apparently, it wasn't the ball. He just knocked it my way in my general direction. Okay, so that's that. And let's put this here. So that seems to be where the spine was. Let's see where the spine was, right? Okay, there we go. That's where the spine was. Make sure you get where the spine was. Okay, and then just give it a nice crease so you're sure you've got your spine. It's probably a, what, a 3/4 inch spine, 1 inch spine, something like that. Yeah, like a 3/4 inch spine. Already built in, very nice. Okay. And because we're going to put a lot onto this, I don't think we need to put any hard cover or anything like that in there. I think the thickness of the fabric will give the book its cover strength. So I think I'm going to measure this out. Oh, let me see. Hang on. Come here. Oh, that's my belly. Okay, there you go. Can you see the edge? There. Okay. I'm going to measure this book to be from the back end of the spine. 6 inches would be 18. So let's do a trim there. And my little trimmer is here. Whoop, you can barely see me. Let me slide up. Let me slide north a little. North a little. There we go. Okay, that looks pretty good. And let's just cut it. I think this is a great technique. I haven't seen much with dust covers yet, but I think this might be a good idea. Been thinking about it for a little while. And if you do deconstruct books or gut books or murder books or whatever you want to call it, you might have a few dust covers laying around, or you could just borrow some if you don't feel comfortable taking apart a book. Maybe you'll feel comfortable playing with the dust cover. So there you go. Let's see how tall this guy is. Maybe needs a little trimming off the top. Yep, 9.5. Okay, let's go for a nice 9, because then we can easily use an 8.5 by 11 folded piece of paper on the inside, and we don't have to do a lot of extra trimming. Okay, so let's figure out exactly where 9.5, 9 is on this 9.5 inch book. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Is that right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and a half. Why does, oh, we don't want the half. That's what it was. Okay. Yep. One of those days. Yep. Here we go. Okay. Put that on the 10. Sure, it's all straight. You can cut the front and the back separately, but I think I'm just going to cut them at one time. Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Okay, we're gonna go with nine. Well, that was made more difficult than it need be in this very simple project of projects. Okay, there we go. So now we have the shape we want. And it's probably a good idea, guess what I found? I found my glue mat. Yes, because there's going to be lots of glue going down here. Okay, so I would recommend taking a thin piece of fabric, maybe a muslin or a bed sheet or something like that, and using that as your base. And here's the trick or the tip. Not sure if I did this before. I think I might have just cut it to the exact same size and then worried about the edges at the end. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to overlap it a little bit and do the bed sheet wrap around. Just think it's going to work a little better in this case. I'm going to use Scotch Create glue stick just to stick this down. Most glues will work here. If you get a little bleed through, it's okay because, and you probably won't get it with a glue stick, but if you're using a wet white glue or something else, you might get that. But we're going to be putting a lot of things on top of this, so it's not likely going to show. So it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. Yeah, no worries. All right, so we're using our dust jacket. Not an easy word combination to say. Here we go. Let's lay this down. We'll hand iron it out. Maybe a little pulling just to get it taut. Taut would be nice. Okay. Am I in the middle? Yeah, I think so. Okay. There we go. All nice and stuck. That was easy. All right. I'll take this. Oh, a little glob will do. Yeah, that's okay. We'll take you. We'll use you up here and here, here and here. Maybe we'll take some Fabri-Fix glue at this point. Come along here. Fabric to fabric, fabric to paper, paper to paper. And this is a clear silicone glue. Very handy, grabs very fast, and kind of works like hot glue, but it's cold. All right, so maybe this is a little long. Let me get a fabric scissor and scissor my way down here. Guess snip this off. Don't need that much. Want to be too bulky on the inside because we're going to put inside plates on, something to cover the inside of this. Can you see? Yep. Okay. Just double checking. Just double checking. Oh, Sonny. Oh, he's fine. Yes, we went for a walk in the park. Yes, it was a very good day. He liked it very. Oh, we went to the little dog park. Yes, that was our big new adventure together. And oh boy, let me tell you the excitement that happened there. Sonny, who's all Mr. Big and Fiercey when we're walking on the leash, is all of a sudden scaredy pants and hiding between my legs in the dog park. But I think he's going to warm up over time because I think he enjoyed himself, but he wasn't sure. He just had that uncertain look on his face, like, never seen this many dogs together, Mom. I don't know what this means, but can you please pick me up? Just please pick me up right now. Oh, okay. But we were there for about, I don't know, half an hour or so, and he had a really good time. It was nice to see him with some other dogs and have some fun. He's out like a light. Yeah, it was a big morning for him. Okay, I'm going around the moon, also known as around the mountain or down around the valley, but we're going all the way around the world. I'm just going to glue everything like hospital corners on the inside. Okay, just pulling it nice and taut. Happens pretty fast, pretty easy process to do this. And you can cut the corners, if you want to get rid of the bulk there, but if you're using a thin fabric, it shouldn't be too bad. Yeah. Okay. Then we have this. We have this here. All right. Now, you have a fabric base to work with. And the nice thing about this is if you have a little space in between some collage pieces, you're just going to show the fabric underneath, so it's going to still look very unique and interesting. So you can put as much or as little as you like. All right, so let me grab some stuff here and we will take all sorts of little pieces. Oh, I've got little pieces and parts like there's no tomorrow. Here, let me just, oh geez, oh, probably can't hear me. Oh, sorry, I was grabbing pieces and parts of material. And sometimes it's a great way to use up little bits of scraps if you have little pieces. Here's some flour sack. And you can stick these down with anything you like. And I like to use just some glue stick on it because I'm just doing placing because the real anchoring is going to be the sewing. Yeah, to anchor it. So I'm just going to, Put some basic glue on here. Put in a general area. Just put you there for now. Okay, and we're just gonna start to build our design. And this is gonna be very random. I may go a little bit more bohemian on this one. We shall see. Not quite sure yet. Just depends on where we go with this. Okay, this is kind of pretty. And you could do strips, you could do chunks, you can do random, you can do it any way you like. But you might need some scissors. Oh, we're going a little tilty here, aren't we? Yeah, okay, there we go. My camera has some like floaty effect on it, I've noticed sometimes. So I'll put it in one position and it just sort of drifts over into a different scenario. I don't know. Oh, there's some pretty lace. We could put that down. We'll figure you out later. Let's use up what we have. We have some bed sheet here. Now, these are just old little remnants of what I was using, tearing off. So these little pieces can all come into play. And you can use big pieces, little pieces. Doesn't matter. Oh, okay. Where are you? There you are. All right. Let's glue one of these guys down. Here's your thumb trick. There we go. And just have fun with this part. So I'm just going to layer these, you know, just a random sort of hodgepodge way. And you can make ruffly edges or sharp cut edges, whatever you like, whatever is your style choice. There we go. Okay. Oh, these little dusty pieces from the fabric get in my nose. Okay, here we go. Yep. Yep. Gotta make that noise. It's a strange noise, but it's mandatory. Okay, here we go. There. What else do we have here? We have a bucket of many things here, Pam. Pull something out. All right, I will. I will. What is this? Okay, this is some, it's like a linen or something from a placemat. Let's see if we can. Oh, and you can also do some pretty cutting, like maybe you want to put some pinking in there. Maybe you don't want straight cuts, and maybe you're not into tearing, so maybe you want to pink the whole thing. You could totally pink the whole thing. So maybe a good idea is if you could totally work from your design, like putting small pieces in, or you could put a lot of big pieces in and then put little small pieces on top, which is, I think, what I'm going to do for the sake of the video. So it doesn't take 100 years to complete this project, because really it doesn't take that long once you get moving. You're moving and grooving. Okay. There we go. There we are. Okay. Let's see what else. Oh, we have some pretty little green. That's nice. All right, we'll put you down on something. Remember, you can cover. You can, so you don't have like sharp edges and corners here. You can always put something there. So we're just gonna keep going. All right, here we go. There we go. All right, what else do we have? What else do we have? Let's use up our stuff, Pam. Use up our stuff. Okay, here we go. Here's some coffee dyed bed sheet. Oh, that's very fun. Yes, let's use that. Oh, that's very pretty on that side. Oh, here we're coming. We're coming with the Irish spring accent. Here it comes. Look out. Shiver me timbers and all that. I don't know if that's Irish. That's okay, though. All right, here we are. Put you close to the edge. We'll do some more there. Okay, we have our first layer almost done. Look how fast it comes together. It comes together very quickly, very quickly. Okay, I'm just gathering here different pieces. And here's a big piece of this. Oh, that's nice. That's very nice. Yes, let's use that. Maybe we'll come across to, oh, we want the other scissor. Do, 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 do. It was right in here. It is right where I left it, as always. I hope you can hear me. I hope the volume is good. Am I talking loud enough? I'm trying to stay close to my phone. Hoping that is good. Should be getting the new phone, well, probably at the end of October. It said there's a long wait because I wanted a lot of memory in it, so that I can store a lot of videos and photos and stuff. So I had to do the longer version, like the wait forever version. Oh, a little tag. We don't need that. No. And oh, this is very pretty. I like that. Okay. There we go. We have that now. What else do we have here? What is this? Does this go on here? No, it's maybe a bit much. Let's look for more neutrals, Pam. What do you have? What's that? Little piece? Sure, why not? Okay. Zoop. Zoop. And we'll just put some of these down. OK, Okay, this does go pretty fast. Here's a nice neutral piece. It's got some of the burgundy in it and some of the neutrals. So let's do that. That is a piece of quilting fabric. Gotta love the quilting fabric. You know what I mean? It has so many purposes and uses in junk journal world. Oh my gosh. And you can buy it in nice pre-ironed clumps. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And it's just all ready to go. All ready to go. I have seen it in Tuesday Morning, and I'm sure they sell it in Joann's and Michael's and Hobby Lobby and all that stuff. And I know you can order it online. So if you're looking for it, Etsy, AliExpress, eBay, you can buy quilting squares of any shape, size, color, design, themes, all sorts of fun stuff. Or you can just make your own. Just, go in there and rummage through your old bed sheets and start snipping. That's what we do. We are never at a loss. No. Okay, what's this? This is kind of pretty. This is brown and pink. Yeah, that's kind of cool. That is kind of cool. I kind of like that. All right, we're gonna do it. Oh, and you could just turn everything on a dime and put something on an angle. You don't necessarily have to go squares, you square, square. That's a very official technical quilting term. Yeah. Only used in the finest of circles. Ha ha ha. Circle, square, get it? Ha ha ha. Okay. Now I've got lots of threads that are getting stuck to my finger as normal, but this is kind of fun. Just gluing this. I mean, this is easy. I mean, you just basically grab a bunch of squares. They don't have to be pre-ironed because you can stretch them out and then sew them down, and they have no choice. They just have to go where you put them. Okay. Let's see. Whoop. Of course, they stick to your finger. It's best to anchor it in the middle. This is my grand technique, and fan out and cross your fingers and hope it just works. Yeah, there we go. Okay, that's pretty darn good. We'd say not bad, not bad in the realm of realms. Okay, not exactly square, but hey, who's counting here? Who's counting? I don't know. I don't know. Okay, I'm over here and I'm looking again for other little bits and bobs. Oh, that's a pretty little piece. See this little pretty little piece? It's very small, so maybe too small to pull in yet, but we'll pull it aside for the later adding on. And maybe some more neutrals, Pam. Can you possibly find another neutral? I can try. I can try. Here's a little square neutral. That might come out in handy over in this corner. So why don't we put him there? Okay. You've talked me into it. I think it's another piece of that. A linen placemat. Placemats are a good bargain at Goodwill. They don't cost much, and you get some nice material with some pretty embroidery and that kind of thing too. So make sure you check out your emplacement area. You're looking for just a bit of material and some variety. It's a way to go. It is a way to go. All right, let's see. What else do we have here? Let me go in the bucket. I have a giant bucket of material because there is no shortage of. You can't hear me, I know. Hang on. All right. Just brought it back, a pile of stuff. Let's see what we got. Oh, that's pretty. That's like a quilted piece. Oh, I'm gonna sneeze. I'm gonna sneeze. Hold on. Nope, it left. So that means it's gonna come back. You know how it is. Yeah, I know. I know you know. I know you've been there. Need something in the middle there. Maybe you're too intense. I don't know. Should you move some more of this quilting fabric? Yeah, I got some kind of neutral here. That would be nice. Yeah, maybe we'll do that one. Oh, it's even prettier on that side. Look at that. Okay. Oh, the nose. Okay. Not a gold. No, nobody has golds here. We have not interfaced with anybody, so maybe like outside or something, but not really inside, so without a mask. So it can't be anything else. No, I refuse. Totally refuse. Okay. So basically what we have done is we have covered the front. Or the back, the outside. We have covered the outside with something. And now you can go ahead and layer on some other things. And maybe you have pretty little things that you've been squirreling away, wondering if you're ever going to use them. And now is today is your day. So maybe you have some lacies and little fineries and pretty little these and those and maybe some of these. And maybe you don't have those. You go look at your clothing and see if you can find anything. Go look at your old lace curtains, see if they could be chopped up. Maybe something like that. So I have a lot of this. This is pretty. I think this will soften some of these edges. So I'm thinking maybe come across something like that. And oh, I have this too. This is pretty. I mean, just weird stuff. You know what I mean? That you come across. Maybe that could look cute on the corner there. Let's do that. All right. And this is like loosely, we're just using this for tacking purposes. Nothing more. Nothing more. No, just very, just placing so it doesn't run around. I'm hopefully giving it enough time to dry before we put it under the sewing machine to knock it all off. Oh, yeah, that's the way it goes. To anchor it all down. And let's just see how that goes. Okay, so let's grab this. And I've got so much stuff stuck to my fingers. Okay, go over there. You must go with the other fuzzies. Yes. Okay, here we go. Ready? Using the thumb trick. This helps. Glue and tack, glue and tack. This is where you get sticky fingers, but it's okay because we're crafting. Yeah, and it's kind of known in the realm that that will happen. Okay, just get down. Just to lightly tack down. There we go. All right. What else do we have here, Pam? You have other things. Go look. Go big or go home, sister. What do you got? Okay, there's another. This is a different kind of. Oh, I can't get this stuff stuck to my fingers. Okay, can you hear me? I hope you can hear me. All right, off the fingers. Okay, this pretty little piece of lace. Yeah, let's give that guy a go. So this is our second layer. Yeah, this is like the first was the meat, and now we're on to the lettuce and tomato of our giant fabric sandwich that's going on the front of this. Okay, let's see where you're gonna go here. Okay. Side rolling. Oh yeah, that's what happens when you glue lace. It comes through and gets stuck on your hand. Okay. There you go. See if this works. Here's a new technique. Yes. Okay, there we go. Not bad. Sort of down. Oop, yep. And we try it. Third time's a charm, right? That's it. Okay, here we go. Okay, stick. Okay, I think it's down. I think I can get it. I think I can get it with the sewing machine. Now I do have some different pieces here. What's, oh, you want to be a part of this? Okay, yeah, I'm here. Hello, I want to be part of this. And it's kind of fun where you have the intersections of several pieces. Let me show you a little close up here. See this little intersection here? I'm going to take this and I'm just going to marry all of this together. I'm going to put it on an angle to kind of throw the eye. Whoosh. And now we're going to glue it down. Here we go. Yeah. This is a great way to use up little fabric scraps. I mean, you could just keep going and going and going. I know, right? What's the right side? Oh, did I glue the wrong side? I don't know. Oh, whatever. Oh, yeah, I did glue the wrong side. Okay, let me glue this side. Now, I'm going to now perform the gluing of the correct side because there was a right wrong side of this. Putting it on an angle. Now there's glue on both sides, so that'll be interesting. Now look how easy that one went down. No fudding, no fudding, no fudding at all. Get backing up. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's called a camera. I'm not camera creep. That's my computer creeping into the thing because I have everything on my desk now. Okay, here we go. Okay. Now, where'd that go? Oh, I do have some pretty sari silk ribbon, sari, sari from Indian saris, torn and then dyed and beautiful to add to junk journals and that. So we may add some of that at the end. Like I said, this one's probably going to be a little bit more bohemian as opposed to neutral Sally, but that's okay because we want to try different things, right? Okay, everybody get out of the way. You're like crowding my space here. Stuff. Okay, now I want to bring in some more lacies. Oh, that looks pretty. I could just put that right on there. That might not be a bad idea. How about that? That's kind of pretty, isn't it? Yeah, that's kind of a good place to start with. See, what we're doing is we're just like the starkness of these colors are now being masked by the whatever this is that we're flopping on top. Yeah, that's what's happening. Now, just for contrast, if you want to see a different look, you could come along with something like this and do that. And just glue that and then would sew that down. You could totally do that. But I think I'm going to go with the first one because I think the white seems to do what I want it to right here and now. Okay. Then I've just got a few areas to play with and then we're home free and this just magically fits. Look at that. Okay, let's put this on. Oh, that's going to be interesting. I got to figure out the right side and the wrong side. Is there a right side? A wrong side? What's that? That looks kind of right. Okay, we'll call this the wrong side then. I don't know if there technically is there in doily world people, doily aficionados, can you please step up and let us know here? Is there a right and a wrong side to a crochet doily? Does one side have the proper surface and the other side have like the backwards design? I don't see it. I think it could be okay either way here, but maybe there is technically the way your stitches come out. Maybe it looks different on one side. So please, please pipe in with all your grand experience or just toss in what you think. Doesn't have to even be right, but we're all ears. Okay, I'm going to try and tack this down, but I am going to sew this after, so we shall see how my machine likes all this glue and all this fabric. Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see if I can sew this. Okay, well, we're going to find out. We're going to find out together. Yep. Okay. Yep. Mama's starting to sweat. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm getting a little nervous here. Okay, is that the right way? I don't know. Was it supposed to go the other way? It looks like a butterfly, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. I like that. Doing the butterfly of it all here. See that little piece that didn't want to stick down? You're going to stick down now. You have no choice. Because you're kind of all twisted in there, though. What are you doing? I might just pull you out. Get out of there. We'll use you later. He obviously wasn't happy there, and I'm not going to fight with him. What, you know, hey. If he really didn't want to be there, then that's fine. Okay, hand iron. Hand iron this out. Oh, look, I'm covering my pretty little thing. Oh, well, you're covered. You are part of the design now. See, that's the way it happens. They have these grand plans, and then they get covered as you go. We need more things. I need something here, and then maybe a little something here or over here. Let's just see what we have in the old duck-duck-goose pile here. This is pretty. I wonder if I can get that to lay down, but this is a very nice lace. Oh, that would be pretty if I just... Oh, that would be very nice, wouldn't it? I wonder if I could do that. Just layer the whole thing over the top. Wouldn't that be pretty? That's probably the wrong way. There's probably a right way and a wrong way to do this, and I'm probably doing it on the wrong side. Now, if you had a lot of peely uppies and you were worried about that, this might be your way to handle everything. Just sandwich everything down and sew the bejeebers out of it. But I'm not going to do that right now because that's not what we were doing. I want to stay on task. Here we have a little piece of this. Do we need that? We need something there. And where is the spine? Here. It's right on the edge. Okay, figures, right? We'll have this little pink piece. He's not doing anything. Let's use you. And we will just glue you in there. Where's the glue? Here we go. All right. So we're getting pretty much to calling this dunsies. And you can always trim over, like anything that's hanging over the edge, you could always trim that off. Maybe something over here. Yeah, I think this is where you can even come in. I have a lot of this stuff left. This would be nice too, to just put some generalized trim down the side with some lace. That would be very pretty. Why don't we do that? Let's just do that. Okay. Are you in the scene? Okay. Just working with the same stuff. Let's see. These are just weird little trim pieces that I trimmed off of stuff. Would have easily cast these off as little nothings, but they are actually going to become a journal cover. And you can get super fancy with these, like used really pretty, if you could like buy a bridal dress, buy a wedding dress, and you're going to have tons of appliques for days. And you can buy like at your St. Vincent de Paul, sometimes they have them for $12 for a whole wedding dress full of appliques and beautiful laces and satins and things like that. So kind of remember that you don't have to spend an arm and a leg on appliques. Because you can find them in clothing, and bridal dresses are a grand place to start looking. Okay, why are you not sticking down there? You need to stick down there. Okay, there you go. Oh, I've got so much glue on my hands now. Which way where's the glue on? That side? No, this side. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Oh, okay. This is gonna get off my finger. Okay. And oh, nope. This tricky part. Tricky part, sticky finger, tricky part. Oh, no laughing. I can hear you. I can totally hear you. Okay. Oh, yeah. Just lay it down and leave it, Pam. Oh, I've got like more stuff stuck to my fingers. Okay, this is where a baby wipe would really come in handy. Let me grab one. Okay, because every crafter should have some form of wet napkin or something at her side. Okay, here we go. I have produced the baby wipe. Now, let's attempt to remove all that stuff from the fingers, and let's see what happens. See how much easier it is to work with things. Yeah. Okay. Dum, dum, dum. Dum, dum. Oh, yep. Okay, we'll try it again. I'll try it again. Okay. It's probably going to stick to my needle, don't you think? I think so. Oh, this could be a grand disaster. We'll just have to see what happens here. But we won't give up. No. Okay. I think that's going to be okay. I think it is. All right. So we have you there. Do we need anything here? Maybe we need something here. You're too something. We need something different. How about this little piece? This is a little piece of something. Yeah, let's stick you there. Put you on top. Mm-hmm. It's just a little tiny leftover piece of nothing. You know what I mean? It's really nothing. It's a little piece of flour sackcloth. I think it's from a tea towel. Coffee dyed tea towel at one point in a different life. There you go. Got that one down. Yay, Pam. Okay, I need to soften that right there. There's a lot of sharp edges, and I feel like I need to put something on it. So maybe we'll just put something like that there, or put something like this here, or maybe just cut apart a little. No, don't cut the doilies. I know, the doilies, the doilies. We might cut the doilies. It might happen, but that's really pretty. That's nice. I like that. I don't want to interfere with you. Okay, where's my... Who keeps moving my scissors? Here they are. All right. And we're cutting. And we're cutting. And we're not measuring. We're just going for it. Oh, I can hear the doily screaming. I'm so sorry, doily. But it's all right. It'll be okay because you're going to become part of the design. You're going to love that. Yeah, there we go. Soften that little corner. The nice thing about a doily is you can kind of stretch it to fit. You know, if you sort of undercut it, but you know, your doily is very understanding, and your doily will yep, I cut it the wrong way. There's a back, there's a front, and I didn't do it on the front. Nope, I did it on the back. Well, you're going on the back. What can I say? That just happens. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna use some Fabri-Fix here because I just think it's gonna be easier to glue than the glue stick's gonna pull on all this and do weird things. So we're just gonna take the easy way out of that. Yeah. Just glue, glue, glue. Okay. And here we go. I feel the seamstress is getting worried about the amount of glue. How does this go now? Oh, did I glue it on the wrong side? No. There's the back side. And how is it going to go? Like this? No. No. Oh, I can't remember now. Was it like this? Oh, maybe it was like that. No, that wasn't it. It was over here. Help. How is that going to go? Maybe it was this side. Hmm. Oh, no, no. It was like that. There we go. Okay, yeah. Everything's coming back now. Is that right? I think so. Okay, we'll just try. Okay, there we go. All right, squash you down. Squash you down. I know it because it reached up there before and it made it. Now it's not making it. Why is that? I don't know. There, that's not bad. Here we go. We made it. Okay. We'll call that not bad. Maybe we need a little... We have this nice little piece, and he should go somewhere, don't you think? We can't just leave him be. It looks nice on there. That would be cute. But maybe we want to put him over here, because there's not much going on over here. We need some, like, anchor darkness over here. Okay. Pull out some anchor darkness. Oh, here's a nice little piece. This is cute. Look at this little guy. He's like a little nothing, you know? Yeah, let's put him right there. I think he just wants to go there. Okay. All right, there we go. Yeah, there. Now, something anchor darkness. Okay, looking something for anchor darkness over here. Let me try a little. I don't know. Is this the right? I don't know. We'll try it. Okay. Let's just see how this goes. I like the frays. The frays are good. I don't know. They feel right. Okay, that's kind of good. That brings some, like, darkness and purple over here. There's a little purple here. There's brown here. Burgundy, burgundy. So we've got a little few colors going on. We have this little guy wants to play. Oh, I hear Holly flapping around his cage. He must be stretching his wings. Sometimes he does that. Yep. Okay, let's see. We'll try you there. Okay, that was easy. No fuss, no muss with that one. Maybe Maybe. What do you do? Something want to come here? Something maybe in the corner? The corner piece? Corner piece, maybe. Not sure. Try on a few pieces. So I have these like these little bits, you know, these little tiny bits of nothing. Yeah, they're fun to put down. Just put it down, you know? Don't get into a big long conversation with yourself. Shouldn't I? Just do it and see what happens. Okay, let's put you there. All right, because there. Now that kind of helps, right? Yeah, it kind of like evens the weight a little bit. And maybe I feel like I want to put something. Okay, here I have more of this stuff. More of this flower sack stuff, which is over there. And I could put a little piece over here. Maybe on an angle, maybe that way. That's kind of cool. Let's do that. Because we want to break up the straightedness of it. We want to go a little reckless abandon here and go on angles. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. All right. Chum. Like I said, we can cut off anything that hangs over, so don't worry about that. Okay. Got that. Anything here? We want something there? Maybe. Maybe a little something. A little too bright? Maybe. Oh, this is pretty. Look at this little piece of old lace. Oh, that's very pretty. Maybe I could just put that across the top. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, look at that. That looks pretty. All right, let's just do it. We're going in. Are we still recording? I never know anymore. Where are my glasses? Oh, okay, here they are. I'm putting them on right now as we speak. Oh, I can see so much better now. It's like crafting in the dark without my glasses. You know, what am I doing? And sometimes I forget I don't have them on. I just start crafting. Okay, there we go. Do we need something here? Maybe to make like a bridge and give it that double bridge appeal? We could do faux bindings, you know what I mean? Like hinge seams, you know what I'm trying to say? Let's see if I can find something similar. Oh, that's pretty. But that looks, no, that's not the right shape. We need something long. Okay, we have this. I have this. I could cut something off of this. This might work. Something on the bottom here. Let's try that. Let's come along here and wackadoodle it off. How about this one? I'm thinking plan B now. No, we definitely want the creamy one, right? The creamy one? Yeah. Okay, so it's about that wide. Yeah, okay. Just cut that off. I think I saw where it was supposed to be cut. Let's hope. Let's hope that's right. Okay. Let's come along here, cut along the bottom of this, okay, all the way to the edge, and there, okay, there, see what we got, okay, yeah, you can see the bottom, there, maybe I want to put it underneath here, would that look better, maybe, let's look, we can try. Yeah, maybe that looks better because I like showing the lacy loo here. I could even peel that, but I don't know. I kind of like that on the outside, but this one definitely on the inside. Okay. Gluing. Okay, now I'm getting superfluous. I'm totally going superfluous here. These are way extras that we don't need to do, but I just want to show them to you. And we're going to get to sewing this all down and seeing what it looks like, because pretty much this is it in an enchilada, you know, that... It doesn't take that much to do this. This is just fabric collage, and you just go until you're done. And you could do themed colors. You can do black and white. You could do dark and murky, you know, for Halloween. You could do all sorts of fun stuff. Okay, so there. And now if you think, like, okay, that's like almost thick enough, but maybe not quite thick enough, we are going to put something on the inside, so that's going to thicken it up a little bit more. But if you're really not thick enough that yet, you can keep going and put more layers down and more layers down. But I think I'm going to call it quits at there, just so that we can do some sewing and go on to the next step, looking for that little tiny there. Okay, I believe I found it, the lid. Okay, there we go. Now let's move this out of the way and let's bring in Big Brother. Come here, Big Brother. Come on, Mama. Here you come. Okay. Excuse me, Mr. Computer. Can you move over a bit? Thank you. Yes, thank you. There goes half of stuff off the desk. Okay. All right. Here we go. Foot pedal. Where are you? Anywhere to be seen? Come on back here. Where would you get? Way over there. Okay. Here we are. Sunny, are you riveted by this excitement? Oh, totally, Mom. Totally. Okay. Here we go. Now, I am just going to sew at random. First, I think I'm going to sew around the outside to anchor everything in, just because. You don't have to do that, but I think I am going to do that. Okay, and I've got brown on top and I think purple on the inside, just because that's what was there before. I'm going to go for a zigzag stitch, make it a little bit longer. Okay, and let's just see what happens. Let's go slow. Okay. Okay, that one's very slow. Okay, I'm just, can you see? Yeah. All right, just kind of tacking, going slow. This is going to be like the security tack. I'm going to knock over a whole bunch of stuff up behind me here. Hang on. Okay, so now looking back at this one, apparently I did go around with a zigzag stitch. So let us do that, because that maintains uniformity and consistency. So now we're going through heavily glued, heavily fabriced, papered stuff with a, I think what is in here is a regular universal needle. Everything's going fine. Nobody's arguing. Everybody's playing by the rules. And life is good. Okay, we're getting to the corner. That's where it gets exciting. Get close. No cigar. All right. We turn. And we come down the side. Oh, put your foot down. Nothing happens until you put your foot down in life. You know what I mean? There's a reason why they say that. I wonder if that's where it came from. Can you please put your foot down? We need to get going here. Can you just put your foot down? That means you're serious, but whoop, now we have bunching. Get in there and straighten it out before all mayhem happens. You gotta keep an eye on your project. Yeah, don't look away. Don't check your phone. Keep your eye on your project always. Okay, turn. Okay, not bad, not bad. Now, the stitching looks like a two-year-old did it, but that is entirely by design. Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. Because that's the way it comes out when I do it. So it's entirely by design. I know that's going to happen. Never quite figured this thing out, but I'm still happy with what I get. So I'm okay. I'm okay with that. I don't have to be an expert seamstress to have fun making a junk journal, which is what I want you guys to know, that it's okay not to be that good at it, but you can still have fun and make books. Mm-hmm. And there's a rustic quality to like the inherent. Oh, I ran out of bobbin. I ran out of bobbin. Can you believe it? All right, back her up. No moaning. You just get back on that horse and you put your foot down. Okay, I'm going to get another bobbin. Hang on, it's right here. I haven't left the room. I'm right here getting another bobbin. I don't know what color. How about blue? Okay. The first one I grabbed is this one. Yes, it's in a silver. I know what you're thinking. I know. I can hear you. Is that starting it? Yeah. Okay, we're just going to use this one, see if it works. And if it doesn't work and all mayhem happens, then we might do different things. But right now, it's a blue bobbin. Blue on the bottom, brown on top. Okay, we carry on just like it never happened. Okay. Whoop. Well, we got, what? Oh, yeah, we're good. Okay. Maybe back it up forward a little bit. So what, did anything happen? I didn't change anything. Okay, carry on. Okay, it's all right. I don't think my machine likes this bobbin as much. It's going to prove me wrong. I'll show you. I'll show you what happens when you put in the wrong bobbin, Missy. I only like plastic brother bobbins. Just like the guy at the shop said. Oh, yeah? Well, we'll see if we can use up all our vintage thread that we have bought, which we would like to do, even though we're not supposed to, but we would like to do it. Okay, here we go. Foot down, carrying on, carrying on, just seeing what happens. Sometimes you can take all the advice in the world and you just gotta blaze your own trail. There you go. And if your bobbin doesn't play, it doesn't play. Try a different bobbin, try a different string, try a different tension, try a different string length or a stitch length. Okay, now let's back it up, do the old back up forward. So say we locked it in and then pull it out and see what we got. Let's back up so you can see what on earth we have been doing. You know, sometimes you don't know until you pull it out. I've got seven. Let me put all my scissors over here so I can find them. One, two. Okay, we can use you. You're a fabric scissor, so you can cut string. We have that extra little. Now, we're not done sewing because we gotta. Now, this is, there's a thing called a walking foot or a free form foot or something like that, where you can flightly float all over the top and do all this wonderful stuff over bulky stuff, but that's not going to be me. No, I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way and just try and sew the bejeebers out of this as is. And what I did was, There was random sewing. So I tried to go along some lines to tack down things, and then I just sort of, did that. So we're gonna kind of do something like that. Yeah, that's what we're gonna do. Okay. We always have a few extra strings in there. I have no idea why. Don't want to know either. Nope, don't want to know. Okay. If you can tell us, that's fine too. Okay, so do we want to go closer? Maybe closer than that, huh? That's a little far. Okay, here we go. And we're sewing. Okay, now should we do zigzag? No, I think I'm going to switch to straight stitch because I can sew faster, farther. I'm going to make it a long stitch. And I am just going to, wherever I'm going to see an uppie, and I'm going to maybe follow a shape and then veer off and then follow another shape and then veer. Okay, keep going. Here. Okay. Whoop. Yep. Okay. Yeah. And the nice thing about this dust cover, fabric cover, is it folds up nicely in your sewing machine so you can sew in any direction, you know? I mean, there's no rules with this, no. Now maybe I'm going to switch back over to zigzag, just for fun. Okay, let's try some more zigzag. Whoop, don't go too fast, Pam, you know how it is. It's going to choke on itself. Okay, don't let it choke on itself. Yeah, you got to take it at its own pace. Whatever it's doing. All right. Maybe I'll go back to a little straight stitch stuff. And then we're just gonna cruise around, keep sewing. Yeah, here we go, sewing. I'm gonna come down the middle of these skinnies that I put in here. Yeah, just come down the middle of them. Yeah, like you're gonna be there forever. You got no choice. Nope, that's the way it's gonna be. Let me roll this up a bit. Okay, let me come on here and get this guy anchored down. He looks like he's all floppy loo. Yeah, okay, I see all floppy loo. Okay. Let me get this guy anchored down. At the bottom of that top hinge, fabric hinge. Oh, keep moving. Sometimes I think if the glue gets balled up, or it gets stuck because of the glue, I think, sometimes. So if I waited till this dried, life would be much easier. Yeah, so if you're at home and you're trying this, just wait, go have a snack, come back, and then do your sewing. There's no rush. What's the rush? You know, Aunt Sally can wait for her birthday gift. You know what I'm saying? And if she can't, well then, oh well. Sorry, Aunt Sally. Okay, here we go. Oh, let's get this little guy down here. And there's really no real have-to directions about this. Oop. Okay. A lot of, like, machine resistance here, not being happy, but dealing with it. It's like, oh yeah, we got a rookie. Yeah, we got a rookie. Rookie in the house. Sewing rookie in the house. Yeah, well, it happens. You know, we all start as rookies. Okay, I'm going to turn this way. I like this hodgepodge sewing because there's no, do I have string? No, I don't have any string. Okay, so my, what happened? The brown broke. Okay, so it said, listen, lady, you're just pushing it a little too hard here. We've had enough of you and we are splitting. We're literally splitting from the scene. Okay, well, I can rethread you with the best of them, buddy. Yes, I can. Okay, let's rethread you. Lickety split here. Oh, that wasn't very lickety split. Okay, there we go. The glass is on, and we are rethreaded. Okay, now we go back over here. Now it doesn't really matter what happens on the back of this because we're gonna cover this. So don't worry about all that. You know, that's okay. So you just keep going. Like now, here's a good opportunity to come out and take a look-see. You come out and you take a look-see and you kind of, the see feel. Okay, here's a little Lucy area. We want to come in there and do something there. Here's another little like flopperoo going on over here. I'm going to do something with that. Now you have choices here. You can glue down these little areas or you can come in and do a little more sewing. But I think this cover can handle more sewing. So I'm going to do some sewing across here and maybe come down this way. So let's try coming from this angle, this corner. Where's the, oh yeah, the brown's in the back there. So it's okay. It's all right. Everything's all right. Okay, here we go. All right, here we come. Here we come. Yeah. Yeah, coming this way. No idea what's going to happen. Get these loosey-gooseys down. Yeah, you're going to have to go down. Yeah, sorry. That's the way it is. You're going to have to play by the rules. Everybody's, whoop, going to be all right. What's that? My computer cord. There's something about having your computer on the desk where you craft. Not the best. Not the best. We'll have to figure that out. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Yeah, this is nice. This is good. Yeah, and it can, this look can definitely handle quite a bit of sewing on the front, I think. I think it looks pretty with the sewing on the front. And it feels very solid. The more you sew it, the more solid it feels. And just kind of go on an angle. Just do your thing, you know? You're feeling your way. Oh, it's banging away in there. It doesn't like that bobbin at all. Oh, well. Oh, well. Maybe going back to the sewing machine store. Who knows? But so far, so good. Everything's all right. Okay. Yeah, if you're new to sewing, I might get a used one first so you can beat it up and see what's going on. And get an old workhorse one. Don't get a super fancy thing. None of those fancy quilting machine serger thingies, unless you really know what you're doing. I don't want you to ruin any good machines. But, you know, a girl's got to have fun. You know what I'm saying? A girl's got to have fun. Or a boy. Boy might like to sew too. We. The all we of it all. Let's have some sewing fun. Alright, maybe I want to do some more zigzag stitch? Where should I keep going? Where? Let's see. Let's look for any peely uppies. There we go. Okay, but here's an area that's not sewn. Okay, very nice. Very nice. I'm coming for you, little flapper. It's right here. I'm coming for you. Okay. Alright, sew you down. I'm gonna sew you down. Yeah, anywhere else I missed? Maybe across here. There's nothing. Okay, I'm just gonna do some crazy stitching across here. Yeah, this is crazy stitching. Alright. Maybe I'll come with a little swirly down the. Whoop! I see a folder upper. There we go. Folder swirly down the spine. Now the spine should be nice and taut when it folds, which is good. I'm going to sew right off the edge of this spine. That's what I'm going to do. Okay, let's see what we got. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at all this madness. All right, we'll call her done with the sewing. But back her up. Okay. And point her down. There. Let's go in a little closer so you can see. This is what we have. Uh-huh. Yeah, looks kind of pretty, huh? I kind of like it. Okay, let's flip it over and see what we got on the side. Yoo-hoo! All right, that's what we have. And now you can do a couple of things. You can either cover this with paper or with fabric. And this will thicken up your project a little bit. And I think I might use, let's see, any of this. Oh, look at that. That might fit. Maybe the other way. Because this would be the upside. That would be kind of neat, wouldn't it? I mean, it doesn't fit exactly, but hey, you could do something like that, or you could come in with some paper and fill it in as well, or you could even come in with something a little thicker if you want a little more thickness. You're always assessing for thickness. Is it the right thickness? I think I'd like a little. Oh, that's nice. That's very nice. I think I might just do this. Yes. It's always the hardest part. This, you know, like cutting a straight line, very hard for me with fabric. Very, very hard for me. But I must try. Maybe I can tear. I can tear a straight line. I don't know if I can tear this fabric. Oh, let's try. Let's try. That would look really pretty. Let's see. All right. Let's see if I can do it. If I can't, we'll just say, oh, well, we tried. And then we'll try something else. Okay, here we go. All right. Nope. Oh, yeah. Yay! Yay! Let me back up a little more so you can see. Yay! Okay. So that actually worked pretty good. And I like the torn edge. That looks nice. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay, now can I tear the other way? Is the big kickaroonie. Here we go. Hang on to your hats. Cutting. Tearing. Oh, yeah. She brings it home. Whoa, fanfare. Yay. Lots of extra strings. We like that. And like I said, you can use paper or fabric down here. You can pinker cut this. Pinker shears, or you can tear it like I'm doing. Have lots of lacy loosies, loosey stringies hanging out, which is kind of fun. And then we just need to glue it down. Then you just have to decide which side you want up. Do you want this side or do you want that side? Oh, that looks kind of cool, doesn't it? Yeah, I like that. Okay. No, that's not really cut straight. Oh, what a shocker. What a shocker. Oh, but I think I can stretch it to make it big enough. And it's just perfect. It's like somebody measured it for me. Okay, I'm going to call that pretty darn good. So I'm going to put the glue on. Okay, here we go. Let's see. You can put the glue on here or on the substrate that you're going to. But I think I really need to do the edges of this well. So I'm going to put the glue on here for that reason. Can you see? Yeah. Okay, here. Fabri-Fix. Going around the edges, close to the edges. And I'll show you the little trick to get it to the edges, which does help in little circumstances like this. All right. Cheesecloth would be nice to work on the front of this journal as well, little pieces here and there. If you have any dyed cheesecloth or seam binding or something like that, just take, or if you want to group a bunch of color, like maybe you want to do the neutral version, like the one I showed you, cut them all up in little pieces first and then plop them on your desk, and then you have something to pull from that's easy to work with. Okay. Okay. With some glue. The big X. Sunshine is snoring now. Yeah, he's snoring. I don't know if you can hear him with a little snore in the corner. A little snore. Well, probably not with the phone mic. But hopefully we will be back to better sound. I hope the sound is okay. I think it was okay last time I looked, but I've been wandering around more in this video, so I don't know. I apologize if it sounds like horrible, but there are good times coming. Just hang on there. Okay. Whew. Strong smelling glue. Strong smelling glue. All right. Yeah. Okay. So the trick to get to the corners, you just take your little finger and you go off the edges, and that kind of pulls the glue to the edges, and then hopefully your edges will tack down nicely. Yeah, there we go. I got all these strings on the inside. Layer down, layer down. Okay. I hope you do this right. And you can kind of play with fabric a little bit. If it has a little give pull to it, you can kind of make it fit. Mm-hmm. It's not exact. You can make it look like, what are you, horking up a hairball? What was that noise you just made? Sunshine. Okay. It's a weird little thing down here. Let me get some of that off. I don't know what it is. Some strange thing happened with a stitch. And there's like a lot of color right here that we don't want. So we'll just get rid of it. I don't know. Yeah. Probably undoing massive stitchery on the front, but hey, that happens. It happens. Okay. Nope. Oh, that's what I want you, the little guy. Yeah. Okay, flush. Nice. There we go. All right. There we are. There we are. There we are. So now we have a very nice cover to work with that already has a built-in, spine. Now, if you wanted to make a wider spine, you could still do that. It would just make your length shorter here, but you could definitely do that. I'm just going to reinforce my spine. Little bit, cut off a few of those trim guys, get rid of some fuzzies, remove some overhang, being careful not to cut the zigzag stitch. A little overhang is nice. I mean, it doesn't have to be shaved bald or anything. My goodness, no. But if you had a little excess, if you feel it's excessive, just trim it. If it's not excessive and you like the little stringy hangies, leave them. Yep, both are nice aesthetics. And there you go. Now you can, you could put a ribbon around this. Like maybe you want to come in here with something all fancy town. I don't think I'm going to do this, but this is showing you an option. Like let's say you don't like the raw edge of that. Okay. And maybe you just come along and you glue or stitch something along the top like that. Well, maybe I'll glue it. Okay. I'll put it down. Just so you can see. Okay, let's grab the Fabri-Fix. Yeah. Okay, here we go. And we're gluing. Now you can go all the way around. You can just do the top. You can do the top and the bottom. Artist choice. Straighten this out a little bit. All right. And we'll just trim you off. Yep. Okay. Okay, this could be a little top border there. All right, so we seal that in. See? Oh, you can really see that well at all. Sorry about that. But that's what it looks like. Just a little trim. You could do that at the bottom. You could do that on all four sides. So that'll give you some ideas. So this is a way to get a very fast collaged fabric sewn cover on the dust jacket. Just dust jacket is just an option because they often come in handy sizes and shapes for your journals, but and they're nice long pieces of material, paper, so you can, you know, have a wider book, which is kind of nice. The wider it is, the fatter your spine can be. And also, these are very fun and easy, simple sewing projects, which make it kind of fun, easy to make in an afternoon. And I think I actually made a very nice placemat. So you can either use these for placemats or for book covers, but I think it might be a little bit hard to wash these all the time with a placemat, so I would probably lean towards book cover. If you like the random sewing stitchery, that is fun. If you want to do more methodical stitching, feel free, have at it, have a blast. And what else can I tell you? Just thanks for hanging out, and let me see if I can get Fluffer to say hello. Okay, let's say hello. Okay. Who is that you have with you?
Hello, everybody. It's Sunshine here from the sleepy bed. I have Piggy with me today, and me and Piggy would like to...
Mom, please. Okay, I get the point. All right. Next time there will be a public service announcement. Apparently not today. We are in the sleep mode. So if you don't know already, my regular videos come out Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and you may see some YouTube shorts every now and then highlighting a little art tip or trick or something fun that might be fun to experience. So check out for those. I don't know what days I'm going to put those on. Maybe Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays, possibly. I don't know. We shall see. Or just random. I'm kind of playing with that. I have a free monthly emailed newsletter. If you haven't signed up for that, make sure you do, because you get a free digital image emailed to you every month. You can print it out and download it and save it on your computer and use it at will. Lots of fun to be had in your artwork, so have a good time with that. And you're also going to get a junk journal tip, note from the bookmaker, checklist of supplies, and updates from me, and viewings of the month's digital kits, the print and download. Now, if you do love the digital kits but you don't have a printer, I have a print and mail download service. Feel free to check that out. You just email me your list of 10 digikits that you would wish to have, and then buy the print and mail service, and then I print and mail them to you. The shipping is free. They're digital, free priority mail shipping, but you do pay for the digital mail service, so just know that. And what else? I have an Amazon shop. You can find my favorite tools and supplies in there. If you're looking for anything specific, I usually try and put it in there. And I have a, you can find me on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and also TikTok. I am there. And all the links to everything are located down below in my description drop down box below each video. If you find value and find fun here, please like, subscribe, and share, and click the bell. And remember, most importantly, that fun can be simple and create with reckless abandon, everybody. And I will see you next time. Bye.